Now 8 minutes to seven, and one of the contributions Sir Tim Berners-Lee wanted to make to this programme was to have an atheist deliver Thought for the Day, something that wasn't possible because it is part of the BBC's religious programming and is a reflection by speakers from the perspective of their faith. However, we do have an alternative Thought for the Day this morning, and the speaker in our studio is Andy Pakula, Minister of New Unity, which is a diverse Unitarian congregation in London. Good morning.
Good morning. Like millions of others here and elsewhere, my family and I celebrated Christmas yesterday. We exchanged gifts around a Christmas tree and later enjoyed a traditional feast. On Tuesday, I led a Christmas Eve service at my chapel in North London. We sang Christmas carols and we spoke of love, peace, justice, and hope. For many listeners, my rather traditional sounding Christmas will come as something of a surprise. After all, I describe myself as an atheist, and that label disqualified me from presenting Thought for the Day. To me, though, there is no inconsistency in being an atheist and celebrating Christmas. While I don't literally believe the stories underlying Christmas, I do very much believe in its most important messages. Christmas reminds us that hope can come at the darkest times. It reminds us of the sacredness and innocence and possibility of children, that any child, however humble their circumstances, could change the world for the better. Christmas reminds us of the guidance of Jesus of Nazareth, who taught about accepting and loving one another despite our differences, and who offered a vision of a world of economic and social justice. These are lessons that people needed to hear 2,000 years ago. They are lessons we still need to hear today. No tradition has all the answers or has a monopoly on truth and wisdom. I celebrated Christmas, and a few days ago, I looked to the winter solstice and Yule for its wisdom about connection with the natural world and its cycles. Just a few days before that, I turned to Hanukkah to raise up the lesson that oppression can be overthrown and that all people everywhere should have the chance to live in freedom. As an atheist, I don't believe that there is an omnipotent other who will intervene in earthly life to save us from natural dangers or to save us from our own worst impulses. It's thus because I'm an atheist that I firmly believe we all need to learn and be reminded of lessons like those that come at Christmas, Hanukkah, Yule, Ramadan, Yom Kippur, Lent, Diwali, and many other religious and non-religious occasions. Without divine assistance, it is we who are tasked with creating an earthly paradise ourselves. And bearing such responsibility, we need these teachings all the more. And so today, as many of us admire our gifts and bask in the warmth of yesterday's celebrations, I hope that whatever our beliefs or perspectives, we will all hear and incorporate the best of Christmas. Let us learn to love others more fully and more deeply. Let us learn to include the excluded and expand our circles of love to include them as well. And let us begin the true work of Christmas to create a world of love, of justice, and of peace for everyone.
Andy Pakula with that alternative thought for the day. Before you leave us, could I just ask, many people might be surprised by the balance between your atheism and the commemoration of what are religious festivals.
Well, indeed. And, you know, I mean, this comes really to the question of what is religion? And I think we're using terms such as religion and faith that had a meaning in the past, but increasingly are losing their meaning, that are becoming less and less clear. The BBC talks about not allowing people of no faith to present Thought for the Day. Well, what does no faith mean? Here I am, a minister of religion, leading a congregation, talking about peace and love, and I'm considered a person of no faith because I say I'm an atheist.
Andy Pakula, thank you, and we'll have our traditional thought for the day just before 10 to 8.
And we're not allowed to ask them questions either afterwards, as Evan found out rather to his cost. Anyway.